Zavim chapter 4, Mishnah 5. Eser talios ze al gav zev. The 10 cloaks, one above the other. Yashan al gav el yon, and he sleeps on top of the top one. Kulant maus, they're all impure. The midrash impurity goes through all. Says the cart, even if there are 1,000 cloaks, one on top of the other. Right, like the princess and the pea. The impurity passes through all of them. Hazab Bakaf, now this Muznaim, so this case we've actually mentioned before quite a few times in passing, that if you've got a scale of a balance, and the Zav is in one scale of the balance, I mean, yes, theoretical case in the sense, I don't know if you'd ever, right? But he's on one side of the scale, Umishkav Umoshav Kenegdo, and on the other side of the scale, you've got like a couch on the other side, weighing each other up. Kara Zav, if the Zav weighed down, right, so the Zav is heavier, and he's lifting up the other side, then Toharin, then that's that couch over there will be pure. That's regarding midras impurity, because it's not carrying the Zav, he's carrying it. But brings the Kaat Yaviyat, will be impure, it will be a Rishon impurity, because he's carrying it. And if a Zav carries something, then it becomes a Rishon impurity. Karu Hain, but if the couch is heavier and carrying him, so then Tuma, now it will be impure, right, with Mishkav impurity, because it's as if he's sitting on it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bechidi Tama, if one it is impure, over Merubin, but if there's several, Tahor, She'ein Echad Noisa Es Rubo, because none of them will be bearing a greater part of him. So there's like 5 chairs there, so which chair is carrying the greater part of him? None of it. So none of them will be impure in that scenario.